You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first off, four new council members were elected to the Riverside City Council, and it looks like two of them will be women. That's a first for this council for quite some time, right?
Yeah, it's been 6 years since there's been a woman on the council. And not only that, this skews the council younger and more diverse. One of the women looks like who's going to be elected is Latina. And also, they are all newcomers. None of the incumbents, well, three of the incumbents didn't run for re-election. And the only incumbent who did, Mike Gardner, was defeated. So his replacement will be Erin Edwards. She will be the first openly LGBT council member, ran a very energetic campaign, and she has a very comfortable lead. Mind you, the election will not be certified for another couple of weeks, and they still have some stragglers, outstanding provisional ballots and absentee ballots that are still arriving by mail to be counted. The next update is going to be Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So Edwards defeated Gardner, who's been on the council for 12 years. Now, he announced after the primary that he was not going to run a campaign, and a lot of people took that to mean he wasn't running, and that may have really hurt him. He later clarified that what he really meant was that he wasn't going to run a traditional campaign. He wasn't going to go walk the precincts and put out campaign mailers and raise money. He just says he doesn't feel that belongs in a municipal election. But clearly, voters felt that he didn't want it badly enough, and they voted for his challenger. Now in Ward 3, that's the seat currently held by Mike Subaru, it looks like Ronaldo Fierro has won. He's got about a 277-vote lead. Mind you, these are small races. Less than 5,000 votes were recorded per ward, some of them quite a bit less. His challenger, Warren Avery, put out some really over-the-top campaign mailer hit pieces against Fierro. My former colleague Dan Bernstein, retired columnist from the Press Enterprise, posted on Facebook that these mailers were really kind of over the top. And that may have hurt him with the voters, although it's still pretty close. Fierro is the owner of a couple of restaurants downtown, the Salted Pig and W. Wolfskill. And so he's really got, he's really invested in downtown. And that ward goes all the way out to the Municipal Airport and the Magnolia Center and Victoria neighborhoods of Riverside. Now in the 5th ward, that's the seat held by Chris MacArthur, that pitted two newcomers, Gaby Placencia and Sean Mill, against each other. Mill did his best to portray Placencia as being too liberal for Riverside. He called her the AOC of Riverside. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman from New York, who's been very outspoken and rather controversial. And this is the closest race of the four Riverside City Council races. There's only about 118 vote difference between them after all the precincts were reported. So, we'll see if these outstanding ballots that are being counted make any difference. In the 7th ward, that's the one held by Steve Adams, down at the city's southern edge, including La Sierra neighborhood. A candidate named Steve Hemenway, he is the finance director for La Sierra University, has a pretty comfortable lead over William D. Pierce. Pierce is an online educator. So again, the biggest change here on the city council is going to be newcomers to municipal government and younger and, again, some more people of color, which, the population of Riverside, like all of the Inland Empire, is very diverse.
So on to another election. Two of the three incumbents running for re-election in the troubled West Valley Water District were re-elected, despite having two challengers each, it looks like.
Right. This is the water district we've talked about where members of the board, the five-member board, have accused each other of malfeasance and favoritism in hiring and things like that. There was an audit, which we talked about, by the state auditor that did say that the agency was not following the proper procedures for public agency hiring. But that didn't seem to hurt these two incumbents. One of them is Greg Young. He had put out a controversial mailer, which we also talked about a few weeks ago, where he'd taken a photo that included another board member and himself, and he photoshopped somebody else's face over his fellow board member because he didn't want to be pictured with him. Now, Young was reelected, as you say, despite having two challengers. He got well more than 50%, over 54% of the vote. The other board member, the one whose face was replaced by a stranger on that campaign mailer, won by more than 57%. His name is Kyle Crowther. Interestingly, the only incumbent who lost, Don Olinger, was defeated by a landslide. His challenger, Channing Hawkins, got more than 63% of the vote. So while the controversy didn't hurt these other two incumbents, Olinger is out.
Okay. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.